Welcome to After Hours for March the 2nd. I'm Cadillac Jack, and your name again?
Allie Mack.
That's right. Happy Friday, Allie Mack.
Happy Friday, Cadillac Jack. 48 hours without me. You going to be sad?
72 would be much better. Morning show listener Sherry McCoy. She lives in Woodstock, Allie Mack. She took the day off today. Why?
She wanted to play Can't Beat Caddy.
America's favorite silly little radio game. How did she do? Phoning in as my challenger from Woodstock. You'll find out coming up in just a bit during After Hours. Plus, our conversation about Kenny Bachman. Let me tell you about Kenny real quick. Kenny was drunk in West Virginia. He called for an Uber by accident because he was so drunk. He called for an Uber XL and gave the driver his parents' home address in New Jersey.
Sometimes you are too drunk to Uber home.
What was the dollar amount he had to pay for his Uber ride? You'll hear from Kenny Bachman during Everything You Need to Know Before You Go. Of course, we always look forward to Cadillac Jack's Gaffes on Friday.
We do. This is where we put on display your bloopers, Caddy, your blunders, silly little mistakes that happen, and it's all in good fun. And this week you made a huge one about American Idol that everyone on social media was letting me know about. You'll hear it in Cadillac Jack's Gaffes.
And now we'll get underway with our Wiki Picks. Here's what we did. The Oscars are Sunday, and so we're not reviewing the movie.
No.
You'll hear us reviewing the Wikipedia page. Let's get underway. It is
After Hours.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack.
And the Oscar goes to...
It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5. We are picking Oscar favorites. The Oscars are this Sunday by evaluating the Wikipedia page. Wiki Picks. We're not reviewing the movie. We are reviewing the Wikipedia page. And we're going to start with the category of Best Animation. Allie Mack, ladies first, what have you picked?
Okay, so Coco is an animated film. And from what I gather from the Wikipedia page, music is banned in Coco's family until 12-year-old Miguel dreams of being a musician and finds an old family photo with a famous guitar player. So they're related to musicians. And I'm assuming this is a little bit like Footloose. So they get their music back at the end of the music. At the end of the movie. That's what I'm assuming. So I'm going to give this one an 8 out of 10 on the Kixometer. I bet it's a real feel-good movie.
All right. For best animation.
What's your pick, Cadillac?
Boss Baby. Just because it has Alec Baldwin in it, it's got my vote.
I see.
Okay. A man named Tim Templeton... Listen to this. Tells a story about his 7-year-old self who lives with his parents, Ted and Janice. One day, he is surprised when an infant wearing a business suit shows up in a taxi at his house. All right, this is fantastic. This will be fantastic. And this is my Wiki Pick. Wiki Pick. For Best Animation.
And the Oscar goes to...
Best Picture category. Ladies first, Allie Mack, what you got?
All right. Lady Bird is going to be my choice based off the Wikipedia page. It's my Wiki pick. This girl with the nickname Lady Bird longs to attend an Ivy League college, so she has big city dreams. But, of course, her family is struggling financially. Her mom thinks she's ungrateful. And then Lady Bird has boy problems. I'm going to give this one, it's very relatable, 7 out of 10
wow.
on the Kixometer.
You think so?
That's what I'm going with, Caddy. What about you?
Until this exact moment, and I'm embarrassed to say this, until this exact moment, I thought that movie was about Lady Bird Johnson, who was one of the president's first wives, right? At some point.
Well, you know what? Anyone can edit a Wikipedia page. Maybe it is.
Wow. The stuff you learned during the Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack Morning Show. My pick, Allie Mack, with Wiki Picks. We're picking our Oscar favorites by evaluating the Wikipedia page, not reviewing the movie.
No.
But reviewing the Wikipedia page with Wiki Picks. Shape of Water is what I'm going with.
Well, yeah. What's that one about?
Hawkins, found as an orphan child with mysterious scars on her neck, is mute and communicates through sign language.
Uh-huh.
Lives in an apartment above a movie theater. Plot follows a mute custodian at a high security government laboratory who falls in love with a captured humanoid amphibian creature. Okay. Wow.
A what?
And the Oscar goes to...
13 nominations for that. 13? You're telling me 13 nominations? And the what was it? $17 million budget made $128 million. The Shape of Water. I give it 0 out of 10 Spurs.
Ooh. No good on that one.
Those are our Wiki picks for the Oscars this Sunday. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kicks 101.5.
Here's everything you need to know before you go with Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Mornings on Kicks 101.5.
Billy Graham will be laid to rest today in a wooden coffin that was made by prisoners at Angola Prison, which is in Louisiana. The invitation-only funeral for evangelist Billy Graham will be live-streamed today to the many people that he touched worldwide with his ministry, whether it be through Speaking Allie Mack or his many, many books that he wrote through the years.
Now, tonight, I want to speak on the subject, how to live the Christian life.
You can watch it today. They are going to stream Billy Graham's funeral starting at 10 this morning. The service at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte is scheduled to begin at noon. Billy Graham died last week at the age of 99. He'll be buried next to his wife, Ruth, at the foot of the cross-shaped brick walkway in the prayer garden at the Billy Graham Library. When I was a young kid growing up in Charlotte, North Carolina, Allie Mack, I had one opportunity to watch the great Billy Graham preach.
How was it?
It was 90 minutes of my life that I will never forget. God bless you, Reverend Billy Graham.
Chick-fil-A may or may not have crossed the line. Up to you on this one. One of their stores in Columbus, on their marquee, they wrote, "Don't eat Tide Pods, eat more chicken." It's either good marketing or bad timing on that one, Caddy.
What is the most that you have ever spent on an Uber ride? Even with surge pricing, Allie Mack.
Probably $30.
How about a $1,600 3-hour Uber ride, and Kenny Bachman knew nothing about it?
Where did he go?
He went from West Virginia to his parents' home in New Jersey.
I just woke up in the Uber next to a older dude just like telling me I was an hour out from Jersey. It was $1,635 and like some change. It would have been like $800, but it came out to $1,600. I'm going back to West Virginia this weekend, pick up my bags, and I will be there. So if you guys see me, say what's up.
Kenny's ride would have been half as expensive as it was at $1,600, but there was surge pricing, and he took an Uber XL by mistake.
Oh, poor thing.
$1,600 Uber ride. I've been told before that it's better that you go with Lyft, and I'm not going to say one is better than the other, but Lyft drivers go through a much more
rigorous process.
Yes, and Lyft sees you eye to eye before they hire you. Not the case all the time with Uber.
And Lyft always has a gimmick. They always have something going on in their car, whether it's shots or phone charger, something.
The Oscars are this Sunday. In case you forgot about this embarrassing moment, the Best Picture winner flub. Let's hear it just one more time.
For Best Picture,
La La Land.
Yeah! I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture. This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight, Best Picture.
Organizers of the Oscars assuring everyone it's a mistake that will not happen again, ever. This year, the envelope ritual includes a new procedure, Allie Mack, to make sure celebrities confirm they have the correct envelope before presenting.
Then what are they going to do to get all of us talking on Monday?
Red carpet coverage of the Oscars on Sunday begins probably around noon. Before you get home from church, Ryan Seacrest is going to be on the red carpet interviewing the F-level actors and actresses that want to be the first ones there. I'm sick of the rain. Are you sick of the rain? What about you, Allie Mack? You sick of the rain?
Of course I'm sick of the rain. Is it going to be better this weekend?
This weekend's going to be beautiful in Kix 101.5 Country. Sunny today through Sunday. Highs in the low to mid 60s. That's everything you need to know before you go. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Are you just getting to us? Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kix 101.5. Perfect timing for you because it's my least favorite segment of the entire week. Cadillac Jack's Gaffes. Listen now as Allie Mack airs my blemishes and my blunders from the past week. I do admit that I'm not perfect. I do make mistakes. I don't know why you think this is funny at all. But let's get it over with.
And it's all in good fun. I love how week to week, though, it goes from this is my least favorite segment to this is my favorite segment.
Yeah, this week is my least. And I had no idea what's coming my way, so get underway, Allie Mac.
Gotcha.
I get to sit down.
Well, we're going to start. It's always in good fun. I would like to remind you it's in good fun.
Sure it is.
And sometimes you just blow by information that you have no idea has been spewed out of your mouth. So we start with a gaffe this week that got the Kix 101.5 Facebook page and Twitter account littered with messages.
Littered.
Littered with messages. Listen to this little mix-up of info here.
Scotty McCreary, one runner-up to Kelly Clarkson back in season 10 of American Idol.
Who? Scotty McCreary was runner-up to who? Kelly Clarkson?
Lauren Elena.
No, no, no. Here's the deal. Kelly Clarkson, season 1. Scotty McCreary, season 10. Kelly Clarkson's runner-up was Justin Guarini.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson is like the OG American Idol. That's what that little mix-up was there.
Of course.
Innocent mistake.
Yeah.
This next gaffe, one of the ones I don't believe is really actually your fault.
Real? Okay, I'm here. I'm here. I'm leaning up. Here
it's a very tricky phrase we came up with for a bit today that we're doing in moments, but this was for the promo we made yesterday.
Great.
Listen to this.
Join us for WikiPeaks. What is it?
WikiPeaks.
Join us for WikiPeaks.
WikiPeaks.
Join us for WikiPeaks. What is it?
WikiPeaks.
Join us for WikiPeaks.
It's difficult. It's difficult to say. I give you credit there.
It's coming up at 8:20, by the way. A lot of fun.
And we had so much Keith Urban going on this week. We've got the mashup, and he's going to be at the Oscars, and it was only a matter of time until some kind of mix-up happened.
Until I got tripped up.
Involving Keith. Listen here.
Keith Urban is busy getting ready for the Oscars this Sunday night. You know that he will accompany his wife, Keith.
The best part about that gaffe is you hitting the console when you realize what you've said.
Keith Urban is busy getting ready for the Oscars this Sunday night. You know that he will accompany his wife, Keith. His wife, Nicole Kidman.
Exactly. See, you know. You know, they're just
there's a lot going on
up
here during the morning show, Allie Mac.
Is there?
Okay, yes. There's a lot going on up here during every moment, every day of the week up here planning out the Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac show. 7:50. Are you done?
That's it. Kay. Painless. Painless.
I'm sure. Is there a keyword or anything?
You can always text GAFS to the number 68255. I'll put this version up in moments.
GAFFES, GAFS to the number 68255. Sherry McCoy is off work today in Woodstock, but she set her alarm, and Sherry, you got up to play Can't Be Catty, a 20-second pop culture.
Can't Be Catty.
Trivia showdown. Should you win, Sherry?
Can't Be Catty.
Doubtful, but should you win to get bragging rights all weekend?
Can't Be Catty.
Sherry from Woodstock, welcome.
Catty's the man.
Catty, you bring me so much joy.
Oh, I appreciate that, Sherry McCoy.
When you leave the room.
I knew it was going to flip at some point. It had to. Like when I leave the main stage here in a moment. Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and walk out.
All right. Well, we'll go over everything with Sherry then. Sherry.
I'm leaving.
If you get more questions right than Catty, you win. If Catty gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Catty because it's not called Can't Tie Catty. It's called
Can't Be Catty.
Exactly. Today's category. Since Catty's out of the room, he's not going to know what it is. That's okay. The ACM Award nominations are out. Chris Stapleton leads the pack with 8, but you couldn't get away from all of our favorite country artists flipping out on social media about their nominations. So today's category is going to be all about award shows, okay?
Okay.
All right. And at this part, I normally tell you to tell Catty to leave the main stage, but he already walked out. So we're good to go.
He hit the road, Jack.
Yes. All right. Your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
Okay.
Yep. All right. What film and television award show are you most likely to see a drunk celebrity on camera?
Probably Emmy.
What award show is happening this Sunday?
The Academy Awards.
What country singers have hosted the CMAs for over a decade?
Reba McEntire.
What music award show is handing out consolation puppies for the losers this year? That's timer. All right, let's get Catty back in here. All right, Catty.
Yeah, you want me back.
All right. Catty, Sherry from Woodstock got one right.
Oh, Sherry.
So sorry. Don't know the award shows.
That's all right. You started, you stumbled, you farted, and you fell.
I did.
You have 20 seconds to get at least one right. Catty category is all about award shows.
Okay.
What film and television award show are you most likely to get a drunk celebrity on camera?
At the ones where they sit at the table and eat. That would be the Golden Globes, I think.
What award show is happening this Sunday?
The Academy Awards Oscars.
What country singers have hosted the CMAs for over a decade?
Brett Paisley and Carrie Underwood.
What music award show is handing out consolation puppies for the losers this year?
Pass.
And that's timer. That would be the Grammys. It was a joke during the best comedy album bit. They handed out consolation puppies to everyone that lost.
Yes. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Cute.
I'd gone to bed by that time.
All right. That brings the tally to Sherry from Woodstock. Got one right. And Caddy, you got three right. So you won.
Oh, well.
Well, Sherry.
What a bummer.
And Sherry, I can't let you get away without saying those magic words to Caddy.
I'm Sherry from Woodstock, and I can't beat Caddy.
Aww.
We'll do it again around 6:40 Monday. Can't beat Caddy. 22nd Pop Culture Trivia Showdown. Hope you had fun and have a great weekend. Sherry McCoy in Woodstock.
Thank you so much.
We'll be with you Monday, 5 to 10, Kicks 101.5, Atlanta's number one for country hits. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac, and we are with you anytime with After Hours on Demand.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac Mornings on Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kicks 101.5.